In the American League, I think Tim Hudson of the A's. I mean, the guy has, even though his wins are only at 8, he's clearly a number one starter. He's leading the league in games started, in quality starts. He's, I think, fifth in ERA at 3.17. He's a tremendous pitcher. And I don't really understand why he's not there. And the other guy is Ellis Burks. I mean, I'm not sure exactly. I haven't figured out exactly who I take off in his case. But, I mean, Ellis Burks got 21 homers, and he's had a monster year for the Indians. And his impact on that team is just tremendous. He's a very, very special guy. Nationally, well, I thought Clifford Floyd should have made it. I mean, Brian Klusko is a wonderful guy, and he's a terrific surfer, and he's had a very good year in San Diego. But there are 3 Padres on the All-Star team, and 1 Marlin. And the Marlins have been a great story. And Floyd leads Klusko in every offensive category, with the exception of RBIs when they're tied. I don't think I understand why there had to be 3 first basemen and 11 pitchers in that case. I mean, I think he's... You know, he's probably got the greatest argument of any of the National League team. And I also think, and my new favorite player in baseball, Paul LaDuca, I think that he is a guy that, you know, maybe the Dodgers. I mean, this guy, Tony, has 14 homers and 13 strikeouts. This is one of the most amazing seasons I've ever seen.
Wow. I mean, Can I make a case with you for Radke or Seeley or Maddux in the National League?
Well, Maddux didn't want to go.
Oh, he didn't?
He took the week off. I think Bobby Valentine would have picked him, just as he probably would have picked Armando Benitez, who deserves to be there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Benitez yesterday had said that his knee was bothering him a little bit and he needed the 3 days off. So, I mean, that's okay. But, you know, I think everybody's going to rage about the Joe Torre thing for a while.